Thank you for the hold. My name's Mercedes, the supervisor on the floor. How may I help you?
Okay, I have a charge on my credit card statement for $49.89, and I do not remember making this purchase.
Okay, yes, ma'am. May I please have your first and last name?
Aura Van Deventer.
Yes, ma'am, and just to verify the agent sent over the right person, may I please have your address?
8804 East Washboard Road, Salisbury, Indiana, 47459.
Okay, yes, ma'am, and thank you for the information. I do see this started back on January 29th. Do you remember any surveys coming to your phone saying that you want a Dyson vacuum and all you had to do was pay shipping and handling to receive it?
No, I don't remember anything like that.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Do you think anybody in your household could have done it?
No.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I will go ahead and file this as fraud for you. Could you please verify your email address?
OVanDeventer@AOL.com.
Okay, yes, ma'am. They have that on file as well. And the last verification I need is your phone number.
812-826-4939.
Yes, ma'am. They have that on file as well. I will go ahead and file this as fraud for you. I'd just like for you to be aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded over for a pending investigation. As long as you're sure no one in your household or anyone that you know placed original order, I will proceed with the claim. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Just give me just a second and I get your cancellation number as well. Okay, yes, ma'am. So this, let's see how much it was again. I think it was like $59.89 going back into your account in 3 to 5 business days. And I also have a confirmation number to confirm it's been canceled and refunded as well.
Okay, what is that number?
It's C as in Charlie, 920.
920.
458.
458.
533.
533. And that was C as in Charlie?
Yes, ma'am. C as in Charlie. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great evening.
You too, ma'am. Thank you.